We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
This isn't about a lack of leadership. This is a void of leadership. There is none.
Yeah, you got like if you have those true leaders in the locker room, they ain't going to let you lose a game like this.
I loved that show last night. I loved the post game on NBC Sports Chicago. I always do, but Jason and Kendall and Will, I tweeted something to the effect of it felt like we were at a bar at a big city Marriott hotel after close, and we had just slipped the bartender a couple 20s
to let us hang around,
to say, hey, open a couple bottles of Pinot and just leave them there, and you didn't do anything, and you know this, if anything happens, you were never here, don't worry, one of those nights. And you said it, because, man, I have been at some of those bars after some bad losses, and the coaches are just, you know, trying to kind of
draw stuff up on napkins and trying to.
Then you get past
like,
that.
We had this, and then we missed this.
Yeah, but then you get past that. You get a couple, you know, the next bottle in.
It's like, we need to do more of this.
Yeah, we need
to. This guy can't do blank.
Right. I need to recruit a couple of these. I need to change some things.
Yeah.
We need to have some conversations about the kind of athletes we're getting in here. Believe me.
Where do you want to start with our panelists? Why don't we start with Billy? All right, let's do that. Let's hear from Bill Winnington about some of the issues that the Bulls have had. You heard this on The Score.
Well, energy right now. I'm looking at the way the Bulls finished the game, especially in the fourth quarter, lack of energy. And you got to find that resilience to be able to bounce back. And again, it can be one player making a great play to inspire him. You saw if you heard the game and heard Charlie talking about it, or if you're watching the game, when Mason made that 18-foot jump shot with his left hand in front of the bench, you saw their bench jump up and everyone just gets going. And
yes,
you need a play like that. And it can be any guy. It could be anyone on the team. A dunk, Derrick Jones Jr. getting a dunk, gets the guys lifted up the spears. Zach LaVine driving the ball to the rim, getting a dunk, hitting a big three-point shot. DeMar hitting two or three shots in a row, getting it going. There was none of that tonight. No one in the second half did anything inspiring for the Bulls to get any kind of momentum in this game. And someone's got to find it. It's there. Honestly, Alyssa, that's what really makes it disappointing for me, is because we've seen them do it. Mm-hmm. And we've seen some, and I don't throw this word around freely, but some greatness in this team. But not recently. And just when you know, the Bulls go on a three-game winning streak, you think they've turned it around, and you lose a game, win a game, and have two losses that are inexcusable.
That's some, you hear real pain in his voice.
Yes. And he's right. Like, we have seen, part of the problem is that the greatness that we've seen has felt very individual. We've seen DeMar make game-winning shots, and at times during last year's run, carry this team.
That's what Billy referred to again as lightning in a bottle. Again.
And he was terrified of it. Like, this isn't new with Billy. Like,
he said
Billy,
it after last year.
He said it last year after DeMar did it, where he's saying, we can't, that's not sustainable. Same thing with Zach. Like, we've seen the great individual performances for Zach. It's interesting to me, though, like, the great individual performance that we've seen this year from Vooch, what do we say about it? It was team basketball that just happened to make Vooch the beneficiary. That's what you're shooting for. Like, that's what it should look like.
That when the ball is moving side to side, in and out, and it's not sticking, everybody can benefit when everybody's paying attention and sacrificing for their teammates.
Correct. And it's frustrating. So, obviously, Bill was upset. Stacy was upset the whole damn game. Like, it was funny because, like, when you sent the text, it was almost like you sent the text to Stacy. Because Stacy was feeling it. Like, he was, there's this warning. And you can, it's interesting because you can always tell with Stacy, because his normal setting as Bulls analyst.
I want to give credit to Rankin here, because I'm looking back in the text thread here. Okay? 8:03 p.m.
Don't say when I called someone a mofo.
8:03 p.m. Rankin. Whole lot of watching DeMar going on.
Whole lot of watching DeMar going on.
Come on over, baby. So 1 minute later, 8:04, I texted, "It's effing happening again," 2 exclamation points. We saw it. We saw it incipiently occurring. Here we go. They're doing the thing again.
Uh-huh. The thing that's very easy to do and they fall into. Stacy felt it. Like, it's almost like he was inside of our group chat. And you could hear him get upset. And he's usually just like, go with the flow. Him and Adam are always having a good time. But you could hear Stacy get concerned and upset.
Well, they did what you were calling for. They finally pushed the pace a little bit. Even without the numbers, they found some space in the interior.
The younger players have to run.
Yep.
There's no reason why they can't get out in transition and get more transition points. You know, Vooch, you know, DeMar doesn't want to run. But these younger guys, Io, Patrick Williams, yep. Kobe, and then also Derrick Jones Jr., Javonte Green, those guys have got to, when they're in the game, they got to push the pace.
Yep.
I don't know. Again, I hope that this team is not saying, hey, when we get Lonzo Ball back, we're going to be a different team.
I think that discussion is out of the window.
Yeah, he's not walking through that door anytime soon.
Yep.
I mean, you don't know when he's going to come back, if he's going to come back. And if that's what they're waiting on, like, we know we get Lonzo back, we're a different team. It's going to take Lonzo a while
15, 20 games, at least, to get into
some kind of playing shape and playing condition. You can't worry about if you got Lonzo. And then when you go into Orlando on Saturday, you're going to play another team that is not winning below 500, but they play hard every night.
Now, he's the second person to bring up Lonzo Ball. Because Will talked about it on the post game. We'll hear from Will in a second.
Where is
it's a
it
lack
coming
of mental
from?
Toughness. Period.
But how do you solve that in a season? Or how do you even turn it around talent starts to...
You know how you solve that? You start making trades. Because I think the one thing I would like to see is somebody have the you-know-what to step up and say, well, when Lonzo comes back, we'll be all right. Because that person needs to be decked.
Who's saying that? Like, I told you weeks ago, I swore it off, and I said I will not have that to be an automatic excuse or a subtext to Bulls talk. He doesn't exist anymore as far as I'm concerned, and that may sound cold and inhumane, and I wish him the best, but when it comes to how I critique the Bulls, I am not talking about Lonzo Ball anymore.
Okay, let's work through this a little bit, because, you know, we read Julia Poe does a great job covering the Bulls for the Tribune. She hasn't really been writing stuff like that. Cowley's been kind of where you are. Like, he's a cipher. Like, he doesn't exist.
Phantom.
Until he comes back, right? Casey hasn't really been writing about this. So what it makes me wonder, when you're talking about smart people who were in the league and are close to the team the way that Stacy and Will are, I'm just wondering, is that coming from inside the house? Are the calls coming from inside the house? Are they hearing those guys talking about what their team can look like when Lonzo Ball comes back? I don't know the answer to it, but that was the first thing, like, hearing both Stacy and Will making that point last night, and it's a valid one, made me wonder if that's something that maybe they're hearing internally.
Are they telling each other that? Well, there was also low-key in what Stacey was saying. Did you hear him say DeMar doesn't want to run?
Yes. Because that's what you're talking about, too, when it comes to defense. Like, he brought it up, like, seeing wanting to see Dalen Terry more. I don't think that that's the answer. But I do think that there is a continuous problem with the Bulls not – Billy had actually said it, like, in his postgame last night, that their margin is razor thin for wins. Like, he understands that. And they're not doing those little things that will allow for them to win. And one of those things is, if you're not going to shoot well, if you're going to trade twos for threes.
That's why the margin's razor thin. That, I mean, to just say that and bake it in, well, the margin's razor. Well, why? Why is the margin razor thin? Because it's harder for them to get points. What they have to do to score is grind their gears rather than just run down the floor and shoot a three and get three. Other teams are doing that. Bad teams can do that.
Well, we saw one of them last night. Was it Layla who tweeted out last night that at one point Charlotte was 11 games behind the Bulls? I think it was. 11 games behind the Bulls. And now look. Like, that's bad. Like, it's... That's really, really bad that we're talking about this. Like, this team is bad, and now LaMelo is back, and he was terrible last night, and you can't get a win against a team that you're supposedly better than. How many of these losses? Cali did a whole thing after the Pacers game of the five worst losses that the Bulls have had already this season. And now you can add this one to the list. Where you've got a team that is so far behind you in the standings.
You've had three in the last 2 weeks. Talking about the Wizards loss, the Atlanta loss, and this one?
And the Houston loss?
I mean, yeah.
And then Saturday, the Magic, and props to Adam Amin for pointing this out. Wendell Carter Jr. is always on a mission to punch the Bulls right in the face every time the Bulls play Orlando.
Orlando's going to put it on them.
It seems like Orlando is young and hungry. We talk about young and hungry. They're exactly the type of team that if all you got to do really is run, like, just run. You're going to beat the Bulls to rebounds.
They beat him without Banchero.
They sure did.
That was the Zach benching game.
Really interesting piece. I meant to send it to you. There's a really interesting piece in The Athletic about Banchero and his representation and what he chose. Because it's really good. Like, I'll send it to you. I think that you'll enjoy, like, hearing about how he was convinced to not go with, like, a big firm, and he ends up signing with Mike Miller.
Mm.
I'll send it to you. It's sort of a really well-done piece.
Like Chris Zorich signing with Kevin Warren.
Yeah, how about that?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.